Our reading is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, reading verses 21 to 43. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman who was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher any more?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kaum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. The two healing miracles documented in Mark 5 will be very familiar to some. So familiar that we can easily end up skim reading them and missing out on the incredible details and rich teaching within them. Too many, in fact, for me to draw out in the next few minutes. So I'm just going to focus on comparing the two in terms of what they have in common and what that means. The two accounts share a lot of common ground. Both are about women restored by Jesus. Both women experience Jesus's physical touch, a touch which transforms them and touches deeply rather than superficially. And of course, the touch is two ways round, isn't it? Because one, Jesus touches them, Jairus's daughter, and in the case of the hemorrhaging woman, she touches him. Jesus showed both of them incredible care and empathy and expressed a really close relationship with each of them, even though he'd never met either before, as far as we know. He called the older woman daughter and Jairus's daughter little girl. Both terms of endearment, both intimate terms, and both intimating Jesus being a father figure. Now that, of course, is a very big hint as to who Jesus actually is and the source of his power, i.e. God. 12 is also common to the two, that significant number. And it's a significant number in the Bible throughout the Old and New Testament. It's often considered to be a number that symbolises God's power and authority. The child is 12, and the woman who has been suffering her hemorrhaging has been suffering for 12 years. Now, of course, the reference to the age and the length of time of the suffering are certainly documented to convey the extreme nature of both situations. The death of Jairus's daughter has come at a tragically young age, and the woman has been ill for a very long time, bleeding for 12 years. But perhaps more relevant is the symbolism of the number, as we are pointed to the supremacy of God, the power of God. And we see Jesus, don't we, demonstrating the power of God, and it overcomes all adversity, including death itself. In both cases, the touches make Jesus unclean according to Jewish law. Contact with a woman who is having a period and contact with a dead body are both considered to make the person who was touched or doing the touching unclean. And that would have meant them needing to go through purification rituals. As ever, Jesus does not allow religious practice or convention to stand in the way of caring for people. And he is willing to become unclean himself. Of course, as the Son of God and completely perfect, he could never be made unclean. Instead, Jesus makes the unclean clean, doesn't he? He did then, and he continues to do so now, as he soon went on to perform the one and only act needed to wash away sin, his death on the cross. For the women, both had to dramatically change their status in life in order to be touched by God and experience their healing. As a result of her illness, the hemorrhaging woman would have been marginalised and isolated, but she has to move into the heart of the crowd. What a contrast. Jairus's daughter, on the other hand, would have lived a life of privilege and been in the public eye because of who her dad was, the complete opposite to the woman. And she had to lose everything, life itself, before she could appreciate the power of God in her life. On experiencing Jesus' touch, both were healed and both found new life through Jesus. Jairus' daughter literally, and the older woman being healed of her hemorrhaging. She, of course, was now free to mix with others from now on. Her life transformed. I think sometimes it's the same for us. To enable ourselves to be touched and changed by God, we need to have a status change. That may involve, like the hemorrhaging woman, taking action ourselves and stepping out of our comfort zone, even risking the criticism of others, as the woman certainly did. That could take many forms for us, and of course it's going to be different for each of us. And I think in my own life, the most memorable experience was in my very early days of going to church and finding it really hard to step into a church building and understand what was going on. And all at this time being mocked by others who just thought that going to church was not the done thing. But at the time, I was inexplicably drawn there. And it was inexplicable at the time. I now know that it was very much God drawing me there. And having done it, I did meet Jesus. I was touched by Jesus. My life was transformed by Jesus. And I have never looked back. It may be that we have no control at all of our circumstances, like Jairus's daughter. But in going through extreme circumstances and loss, we find ourselves confronted by the love and power of God. And I have the huge privilege of being a chaplain, and I am constantly moved by the stories I hear of people who have been through terrible circumstances. But as they have hit rock bottom, they've reached out for God, and he has been there ready and waiting. And as I think about people reaching out to God and God being there, I just have that very visual picture of the woman in the crowd, the chaos of the crowd, and she reaches out and Jesus is there. Every one of us can find new life, healing and cleansing through Jesus's touch in our lives. If you haven't yet experienced that, pray. That means talk to God. Let him know that you are ready to be touched by his love and changed through his power by welcoming him into your life. There may be some listening to this who haven't yet connected with a Christian family. Like I did many years ago now, I'd just encourage you to take those steps, whether that's heading to a church service for the first time, where I'm sure you'll receive a great welcome, or checking out a Christian event in your local area. And you will find Christian events, Christian things going on in pretty much every village and town in the UK. I know that many of you have already met with Jesus and he is your rock. He is your daily strength and you're already embedded in a Christian community. But for those of you in that position, you need to be constantly refreshed in your walk with God. And I'd invite you to reflect on where you're at today. How do you need to be touched by God at the moment? Take that prayer to him and be ready to reach out and be ready for him to touch you, because it will change you and it might change you forever.